I was standing in the pulpit in the church one Sunday morning when I saw the back doors open up and a soldier walk into the church building. This was a familiar face, someone who we've kept in prayer for a long time and was concerned. He was in the Gulf War. He was in Iraq. He had written us, and I'd read materials that he had written to his parents. And I got to talk to him prior, and this time, as he walked in full uniform, I walked up to him to give him a big hug and to have the church pray for him and to discuss with him later on concerning the battles and all that he saw there and the feelings that he had. And, you know, he told me how when he first arrived there in Iraq and got onto the soil, how he felt a tremendous sense of satanic presence, a great, dark, ominous presence. He talked about soldiers who would, and he himself, inside of his Abrams tank, would open his Bible and read it and study and seek God and pray, and the realization of the need for learning spiritual warfare and understanding the principles of authority and the armor of God because of the high-level presence, the demonic presence. He shared about the war and everything else that was going on over there. And, of course, we discussed the concept of Allah as a territorial demonic deity, maybe going back to the days of Babylon with Daniel. I want to share with you today concerning satanic infiltration of U.S. military, the satanic development of weaponry and technology, the satanic end game concerning his goal for all militaries. Europe and Russia and among the Arabs, that everybody's being played to the nth degree because there is a preemptive prophecy concerning Satan's ultimate final solution on the face of the earth. So maybe you're somebody who's studied the Word of God, you know it well. Maybe you're a believer in Christ and you know Him very well. Then I'm going to encourage you to listen carefully to understand the presence and working of Satan, not just in dark corners and dark alleys and even just in ritual, you know, meetings of covens, you know, hidden somewhere in your town or city. We're talking about the big agenda here where towards the very end, when you read the prophetic insight that God gives, you know what prophetic insight is? It is God giving us a glimpse of actual future history. It is God showing us what really will occur. And I believe now in studying New Testament biblical prophecy about the return of Christ and all the events, the signs of the times, the things. Listen, so much of that prophecy concerns strategic insight into the satanic development, satanic infiltration of government, of military, individual lives, counterfeit religion, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, enormous deception, and the incredible ramping up of the manifestation of demonic presence and power. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us this, concerning the secret power of lawlessness that's already at work. But I need to tell you this premise. If we're going to talk at all about Satan infiltrating military, and listen, I can understand if you get this and you're a military general or, you know, a colonel or someone in the Pentagon or someone in the CIA or the DOD or, you know, wherever you may be. Hopefully this will arrive somewhere among those in the NSA and maybe even in Europe among military in the UK and in other parts, because this simple discussion by someone you have no knowledge of is someone simply appealing to you to consider the influence that the dark side has concerning military and military use. Now, there's a book out there written called The Psychic Warrior, I believe it's called, or The Psychic Battlefield, The Military Occult Complex, where the author goes into a lot of history concerning how occultism and spiritual, you know, belief systems have always come into war. And there's been an influence of those who have sought the war gods to empower them to battle other nations to win. This is true even to this very day of many tribes and in parts of the world where they would seek the blessing of the war gods in fighting. We can see this among the Romans and the Greeks. Ares, We can also see this in the Old Testament days when nation after nation after nation, and in every case, if you do the historical study, whether it's the Philistine nation, whether it's the Moabites, Anakites, Zamzumis, all of those different nations that were highly committed to the worship of Baal or Moloch or other demonic deities, where there was tremendous blood sacrifice. There was always in that process the goal of the elimination of any presence of Yahweh, any presence of God, His kingdom, His working. That's why there was such a fierce attack on the divine initiative that God made in the creation of Israel. God was creating Israel out of sin, out of the dust, to become something that would eventually be somewhat a showcase for the presence, power, and revelation of God and of the prophecies concerning the coming Messiah. Others in those earliest days could have read Enoch concerning the coming of Messiah and even the last days. But more was going to be written. More was going to be inscripturated. More was going to be brought about in the revelation that dealt a lot with battles and war and God having to intervene and the spiritual process of nations battling Israel and God having to train His people, where in the theocracy of Israel, their nation, their religion, their land, all of it was combined, as we see in the Middle East right now. And the battles that were to continue. When Christ comes, Messiah comes, there is definitely a spiritual battle. And eventually, as the church is birthed and as the kingdom of God begins to grow, there is a tremendous challenge to the entire empire of Rome. The Roman Empire was challenged by the rise of Christendom and the proclamation that Jesus Christ is Lord. So much so that the emperors who wanted to be worshipped as God and to have this incredible political and governmental system enforced by one of the world's biggest and most powerful armies, the Roman Empire, they would kill and slaughter Christians left and right and burn them. And one of the emperors would even have a coin struck, a coin used in the marketplace that said, "The Christian religion is dead." Well, obviously that didn't occur. Romans chapter 16, verse 20, where God spoke to the Christians that were in Rome and said that God shall soon crush Satan under your feet. And that's a reference to Rome. And Rome fell, and Christendom survived and exploded in growth in the entire region and then throughout that continent. And then eventually was reaching the rest of the world. Jesus said He would build His church and the gates of hell would not prevail. So in any governmental system, even using military, was to fight against this divine project. Whether it was Israel in the Old Testament or the church in the New Testament, they would find themselves fighting God Himself. It's very important to understand this in the concept of what I'm going to share with you when it comes to Satan's infiltration and use. You might think Satan's only interested in causing people to sin, going out and scaring people, and that means that you would have a very, very light view of this radical and horrific evil that is, you know, on the face of the earth, in the atmosphere around us. The earth has been grid mapped, my friend. The earth has been grid mapped and the satanic presence and power is here. There is one insatiable lust, one enormous agenda. Please understand that the satanic empire understands war. They've been around for millennia. They understand battle. They understand fighting. This is what happened out in the heavenlies when Satan first twisted and turned and then influenced one third. In a violent way, he influenced one third of the angelic host to come with him. His whole goal was to attack the throne of God, to replace God. This infinite being thought he could take over the seat this finite being thought he could take over the seat of an infinite being. And of course, this could not happen. The finite could never become the infinite. Since that time, there has been a raging, insatiable agenda on the satanic side, on the one hand, to stop anything of God's breaking in and revelation. Now, if you understand anything about Satan at all, his nature and his presence, the demons and so forth, please understand one principle that I've really been trying to teach lately is Satan understands prophecy. According to Revelation chapter 12, Satan was there, the great dragon, the ancient dragon was there, standing before all of Israel as Messiah was getting ready. As the prophets predicted 700 years in advance, 800 years in advance, 1,000 years in advance concerning his bones not being broken and the resurrection of Christ. They spoke of the birthplace, Bethlehem, and born of a virgin. They spoke of the suffering servant, and they spoke of someone among his company who would betray him for 30 pieces of silver. Listen, my friend, there's about 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that were pointing to the coming of Messiah. They were telling us. Literally, the Old Testament was packed with this tremendous revelation of the coming of Messiah as Savior of the world. Yes, he was going to deal with sin at the cross, but please understand the overemphasis of sin at the cross. Now, I don't want to underemphasize the fact that he died for the sin of the world. John the Baptist said it well when he first saw the Messiah and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is what we need. This is what we need. The barrier removed. The sinless Christ comes in perfection, goes to the cross as the innocent, sinless Lamb of God. Of course, to become the sin bearer of the world, your sins and my sins. Doesn't matter who you are. If you're a soldier, a general, listen, if you're someone in the military complex, if you're in the NSA, CIA, it doesn't make any difference. If some of you undergrounders get this, those of you connected to the black flame, you must understand very carefully and very clearly that when Messiah died there at the cross, the prophecies were fulfilled in exact measure. And his death and resurrection, his blasting apart the finality of death, his resurrection from the dead by the power of God, his ascension into heaven, is all connected to the promise of his return. And this has everything to do with what Satan desires to know and desires to defeat so they can keep his place. Please understand, as I tell you right now, as you study the scriptures again and again and again, I'm telling you that Satan knows prophecy. He knew it the first time, Revelation chapter 12, when he was there prepared for Messiah to be born. It teaches us very clearly that he was there to devour the child. He was there to destroy Christ. Even the prophecy about the two-year-old children, as Rachel would weep for her children, the prophecy about how Herod would be used by Satan, influenced behind the scenes, to kill all the babies in an attempt to wipe out the child, the Christ child. The Bible tells us that Satan was there prepared to destroy and devour and to do anything he could through political power. Through that political power, who do you think went out and killed all those children? Military men. Military men were commanded by their leaders, commanded by governmental powers, with demonic ideology and influence behind that edict to destroy all the children 2 years old and younger. That's history, my friend, and it occurred. And God gave warning to Joseph and Mary to take Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, away. And there was supernatural warning, supernatural preemption by God, because he knew what Satan was going to do, and Satan did what he did because he understood prophecy. He understood that God was going to visit the earth. Now listen, as the child, the Christ child, grew and developed, and he finally came, you know, to the day where he would be publicly announced to the world, around 30 years old, John the Baptist was sent out 6 months prior, filled with the Spirit of God, powerful man of God. You ought to study his life, righteous man of God. You talk about somebody who can read your lunch, somebody who would really walk with God. John the Baptist, man, was simple and powerful. Jesus said there was none like him. He was one of the greatest. And John the Baptist stood there as a righteous man, you know, trying to lead Israel in preparation of the reception of the Messiah. And when Jesus simply appeared and showed up by the Spirit of God that was inside and upon John the Baptist, he merely looked up and cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And there Jesus was baptized in a presentation to all of Israel as the Messiah. And he began his public ministry of healing and of ministering and doing all that he did. Now we know, according to Matthew chapter 4, what happens. You know, Jesus goes off into the desert. He's led out into the desert. According to the Gospel of Luke, the Spirit of God, he was full and clothed with the power of God, and he was led straight out of the desert to be tempted by the devil. And for 40 days and nights, his hunger and everything else, Satan comes to him, and in all these incredible supernatural ways, he's going to try to get Jesus. Think of the audacity of this being to get Jesus Christ not only to stop his mission, but to get Jesus Christ, to recruit Jesus Christ to become a devil worshiper, to worship Satan himself. Satan wanted Jesus to bow down and worship him. This shows again the insatiable lust that he has, that everything must bow down to him, everything must be forced to worship him. You must understand this. You must understand the insatiable lust. He will do anything, any way possible. Not just using individuals, little coven groups here and there, but he will eventually captivate the world and bring the world to this satanic new world order. You better believe he will do this. Biblical prophecy shall be fulfilled. What God sees concerning and shows us the strategic and pinpoint, with pinpoint accuracy, the developments of the satanic empire and his workings, the polluting of the world spiritually and morally, the great revolt which the undergrounders, the Luciferians, call the Black Awakening, that will bring great collapse and chaos and anarchy to the United States, the UK, and Europe, and other parts of the world, to collapse the systems for one reason, to overtake them and to replace them with a new regime, a regime change from the pits of hell, and then the enthronement and the apocalypse of the man of sin. But let me not get too far ahead right now and go back to just a couple of the concepts that I'm trying to share with you concerning, especially if you're in military. If you're in military, I want you to understand something very carefully. According to Romans chapter 13, God ordains the government, which includes law enforcement and military. He ordains them to do good, to commend what is good, and to bear the sword on evil. Three primary points to the mission of government, of law enforcement, and of military. To do what is good, only do what is good in the biblical sense. Number two, to promote only what is good in the biblical sense. And number three, to bear the sword on evil. In a fallen world, evil really is here. And God ordains government and law enforcement and military to hold that evil in check. You better believe that that evil is active, that evil is aggressive, that evil will take every possible inch, and that evil will seek to infiltrate government, to change policy, to open doors, inch by inch by inch, so that it can gain, with demonic ideology, political clout, so that it can influence law enforcement and laws. It can influence specifically military. Because what I'm about to tell you is a major, major spiritual warfare principle that I would beg every intercessor, every Christian, every single believer in Christ to know this well, every military person in any level of the military complex to understand. Satan is operating in such a way that when you see his end goal, you understand that he must infiltrate military, that he must help military develop weapons and technology, that he must operate secretively and deeply in the minds of military scientists and others, that he must in some ways inspire, and he is small g, God of war, that he does create war. Jesus said about in the last days, in the ramping up of satanic presence and power, nations shall, you know, rise against nation, and wars and rumors of wars. He'll be involved in all of that. Let me give you one principle concerning this. When Jesus Christ returns and sets up the millennial kingdom, the millennial kingdom is a 1,000-year reign of Christ. You can read about it in the book of Revelation. It's spoken about somewhat in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, 2,700 years ago. And in this prophecy and in this biblical revelation, we find that Satan needs to have and build a vast army for the end goal, what he wants, what he desires. I believe this is true. In the book of Revelation, when you read about the great millennium and the 1,000-year reign of Christ, you're going to find out something very vital, very important. That as that reign and rule of Jesus Christ begins and ends, there is for 1,000 years peace and no more war. No war whatsoever. And to the very end, when Satan is loosed for a moment, and the first thing he does is to gather all those whose hearts are not given to Christ, to gather them again, to do all that he can, to make war again, but he's quickly crushed at the end, and eventually there is the annihilation of his presence, authority, and power as he's thrown in the great lake of fire. Now, listen, that's all biblical prophecy. That's futuristic. That's going to happen. That's real history. That's what biblical prophecy is all about. It shows us the glimpses of real history. Do whatever you want to do, all the contingencies involved, we are seeing glimpses of actual real history. The Antichrist will come on the scene. There will be a military order such as the world has never seen. You shall see something so vast, the Roman Empire will look like a Boy Scout troop compared to it. One of those that I've dealt with over the years told me, one of these that claims to be being built as part of the troops of Antichrist. They call themselves a satanic warrior monk, satanic super soldiers, or in their terms, chosen ones. They tell me very clearly that they are the troops of Antichrist. They will help dirty the world, pollute the world spiritually and morally. They will help bring in more darkness. They will bring about the Black Awakening or the Great Revolt, the great chaotic coup to collapse America, the American system. They are the ones that claim that they have infiltrated every segment of society, that they will unleash such sabotage and destruction and anarchy so as to collapse government, military, law enforcement here in the UK and in the in Europe, so that they can then cause a whole new regime to bring peace and order and to rule and to reign, something the world will cry out for. Even Alvin Toffler wrote years ago in The Third Wave, one of the chapters, The Messiah Complex, that in all of Europe there's a sense of a Messiah complex. Among the committed Muslims, there is this satanic prophecy of a Mahdi that's going to come, that's going to create massive bloodshed all the way to Jerusalem. And then only after all the bloodshed will the Mahdi come to conquer the Christians, conquer the Jews, conquer the West, and rule from Jerusalem. Military soldiers, military men and women, can I tell you something? Israel is a key, not because it's just Israel, because God has promised that Christ will return, that a millennial reign will come and spring from that, that some of the biggest and most powerful and ultimate things God will do centers in that area. As I've said already, Satan knows those prophecies. He knows biblical revelation. He knows. Revelation 12 tells us that. He knows these things. It seems as though he tries to stop them. It seems as though, as we read in Revelation 12, he was there to stop Messiah the first time, to do all that he could by influencing a governmental leader who then would give a command to all the military soldiers to kill 2-year-old and under babies with the attempt to slaughter the Messiah. And of course, it didn't work. God finally and eventually brought down King Herod and the rule and reign of the entire Roman Empire. Listen, if you've been a student, you know, of war and battle and all the things needed, please understand, on the one hand, there's a necessary element that law enforcement and that soldiers are ordained by God to do good, commend what is good, and bear the sword on evil. And I think that we need to understand that God uses nations just as he would use, you know, we would all want a law enforcement agent to come into a neighborhood where there's some crazy man out there raping children and killing and doing things. We would want law enforcement to come and to put down that evil, to stop that. Think of the serial killers. When I've studied criminology and studied and visited individuals in prisons and talked with them about their crimes, as I've seen some of the most hideous things, I've realized that there are people that have given their hearts away to evil, that they have killed. They've maimed, they've raped, they have hurt, they've harmed. They take pleasure in torture and pain and hurt. I see this is true of the Satanic Empire. I see this is true. And I see that it has to be stopped. It has to be put down. There has to be a bearing of the sword on evil. And that is true in the area of law enforcement. That is also true in the area of military powers. For example, the Nazis, if you would understand the occult background of the Nazis, the occult ideology, the demonic ideology that influenced Himmler and Hess and all the rest of those, if you do a little bit of study concerning Alan Rosenberg and all the rest of those that were around developing the policies concerning the destruction of the race, the Israelis, to kill all the Jews, to wipe them. I mean, the demonic ideology fueled political law and was passed down to develop the most powerful military in Europe at that time, the Nazis. Their mentality, I mean, listen, let's just take a few moments to think about the Nazis and their influence and their work of creating an Aryan race, a master race. Think in terms of Lebensborn. Have you heard of these terms where they were trying to create a master race of future soldiers who would help empower a global rule, who would then help not only institute that rule, eliminating Jews, eliminating Christians, eliminating anybody that would counter the bloodline Aryan race. This race is based on occultic ideology, demonic influence. So that demonic influence became political ideology, which became a military enforcement. It's what we see concerning how the think about this for a moment. The Nazi doctors, Mengele and so many of the others that were influenced, I believe, by demonic presence, thoughts and suggestions, their own giving over to occultic practices and belief systems, the rejection of Christ, the rejection of the Word of God. Listen, they were highly influenced and used, and I believe with all my heart, weaponry, military concept, military structure, and the use. At one point, Himmler had built the SS troops to 3 million men, of prime men, certain height, weight, and caliber. And they were all trained in occultic lore. They were all brought into concepts of occultic loyalty. Himmler himself was going to restructure Würzburg Castle, Wurzelsburg, where the castle where he had his Hall of the Dead. I mean, it became an occultic center. Some said it was going to be a counterfeit and to rival that of the Vatican in Rome. It was a spiritual center. It was a spiritual presence and power that that fueled the ideology, that fueled political structure, that fueled the development of military power. The same is being is happening among the Arabs. It is a spiritual force. Spiritual doors are opened. You've got to understand that. Because you see the end game of that. The end game of the Nazi regime was the destruction of all Jews in the entire continent, in the entire world. This is the same concept that is now burning through the heads and minds of Muslims, being fueled out of the mosques. The entire goal of getting weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons and so forth, is an ideology of their need to eliminate all of Israel and eventually Christians and the West. So soldiers, please understand that what I'm saying again right now, based on the book of Revelation chapter 16, you can study it, you can read it. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear it. Revelation chapter 16, in the most classic satanic ritual setting, where the dragon, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet gather together. After God has laid tremendous judgment on his beast kingdom, as God was beginning to counter the rise of the satanic agenda in the annihilation of all Christians, the annihilation of Jews, and the setting up of the Antichrist as God in the temple. Well, God responds to that, and God begins to pour out his wrath in targeting the beast kingdom. And then in response to that, the dragon, the unholy trinity, and the Antichrist and the false prophet gather together, and they unleash in ritual format, in targeted spiritual warfare, they unleash demonic presence that will go to the kings of the earth. Who are they going to go to? The kings of the earth. That represents political, governmental, that would involve law enforcement leaders and specifically military leaders. Kings in the old days were both political and military commanders. And so these demons will go out to influence the kings of the whole earth to gather all the armies together. And the reason for the gathering of the armies is so that they would be gathered on the great day of God Almighty. Take that over to Revelation 19:19, and you're going to find out in preemptive biblical prophecy. God has given us a glimpse of the largest military in human history, the most advanced military in human history, and the most demonized, demon-empowered, demon-influenced, transmuted military system in global history is coming. I believe for 60 years, all the way back to the Nazis, even in the 30s and the 40s, that the beginnings of the development and the gathering and the empowerment of scientists and military minds was to develop weapons and develop systems and all along it's all being developed. I even believe at this point that Satan helps cause war, nations to fight against each other as dupes for the purpose of fueling the cry and the need for bigger military budgets. Why is that? To create more and more weapons, to have more and more armament, to have more powerful things. It is my personal belief in the occult military complex that Satan literally influences military scientists in the development of weapons that Satan himself will want to use at the great day of God Almighty, Revelation 19:19. What I am saying to you military men and women and soldiers, what I am saying to those who are Christians, what I am saying to you right now is that God has given us preemptive pictures of the future. He has strategically revealed that Satan is going to collect with supernatural power, demonic ideology, government, military, law enforcement, the largest military complex in global history. He will gather together not only for the enthronement of Antichrist to rule and to reign, to eliminate Christendom, to eliminate anything and everything that is called God. Listen, study 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Read it through well. Please understand that before the parousia of the Lord, before the return of Christ and our being gathered to Him, two major events have to occur. The Great Revolt, the Black Awakening they call it, the Great Chaos and Anarchy, the great goal of collapsing the USA and its government, its military. Why? So that it cannot fight against the rise of Antichrist in Europe, in his creation of not only a rival superpower, but eventually the superpower in all the earth. And I am asking you to clearly study the way in which the Nazis were developed in demonic ideology, occult ideology that brought about their political development, that brought about their military development, that brought about all of that brought about an incredible destruction of millions and millions of men and women. It brought about the slaughter of about 13 million at the death camps. Not only the 6 million plus Jews, but Christians, Gypsies, Russians, and anybody else that countered the Aryan cause, the Third Reich, the goal of the Black Flame. If you are a historian and you don't understand the occult ideology development, that which motivated Hitler, which motivated Himmler, which motivated all that was going on behind the scenes, you need to restudy that. One occult historian has written a book and said, in world history as he sees it, there's been two great proliferations of occultic literature that influenced nations. The first great proliferation of occultic literature occurred in pre-Nazi Germany, which fueled all the secret societies and the demonic ideology that I'm talking about. Then this occult historian, he's not able to put all the pieces together. The occult historian then says the second greatest proliferation of occultic literature was in the United States in the early 60s and throughout the 60s. There seems to have been in Nazi Germany this development, this testing of the waters. Hitler is a tremendous type of the Antichrist. The SS troops are a tremendous type of the satanic super soldiers that are being developed and that will come to power under the rule of Antichrist. The Nazi system is a tremendous type of the global system that Antichrist will bring about. The replacement of Christendom and any kind of Judaism, as we see in Germany, was a new spirituality of the old gods and goddesses and the Aryan blood, a transmuted humanity. This takes us all the way back to the Nephilim. The Aryan race is connected to the Nephilim, to the most demonically devised plan possibly in all of human history, other than this ultimate goal that Satan has. And that is the transmutation of humanity and the dirtying of the bloodline. Now, they would consider it a pure bloodline, referring to demonic presence and power in the blood, in the genetics, in the DNA. Nephilim were half human and half demonic. Nephilim children, as they continue to mate with human women, would have continued to lose the demonic powers and presence. That's how they look at it. Again, study the concepts behind Hitler, his search for Aryan blood and power and origins, and the development of the Aryan race. You're going to see tremendous counterfeits. Hitler wanted a 1,000-year Reich, counterfeit to the 1,000-year millennium of Christ. Hitler was believing, and many believed, he was kind of a messiah. But we see what occurred, that military powers came against him. And if the United States military would have never intervened in it and entered the war at the time that they did, some say that we would all be speaking German to this very day. Hitler would have continued battling and winning and beating Russia. He would have continued to go all through the rest of Europe and take England. And you better believe he would have come after the United States. But because the United States and the military power that was used to, and they saw that this was a great evil, this was a tremendous evil, what Hitler was doing and the ideology behind it and the slaughter that they found out later concerning at the death camps of millions and millions of individuals being thrown into not only the gas chambers but into the burning ovens to annihilate, stacking corpse upon corpse upon corpse, the annihilation and elimination of Jewish blood and of every single Jew. And let me tell you something, Christian. Biblical prophecy tells us that under the rule of the Antichrist, there will be a goal of annihilating all of Christendom worldwide, anybody who believes in Jesus Christ. But that's another time that I'll speak about that preemptive prophecy also. What we're talking about right here, and we're hoping that those that you can get this out to military men and women, that you can get this out to soldiers, that you can let soldiers know that there are people here that pray for you in a very unique way, that love you and care about you, that understand that God has ordained you to help not only do good, commend what is good, but bear the sword on evil, to know Christ, to know God, but to be ordained of God, to be used to put down evil in the world. This is necessary. Otherwise, you're going to have people in the world that are going to slit the throats of people all over the place. They're going to either tell you to submit to Allah or be destroyed, burned, raped, mutilated, or whatever else. If we cannot see this as evil, if we cannot see this evil rise, then we will be blinded by the satanic pollution spiritually and morally. And without putting up a battle against it, it will come. Without fighting it, we will aid and abet and give free rein. Without anybody contesting Satan's rule, there would be a complete and absolute and utter takeover of everything. Well, here's some of the points I'm going to get to. I personally believe that there's been a satanic infiltration of U.S. military and military in the UK, and specifically throughout Europe. I believe this began to occur after the Nazi war, after the German war, and all the scientists and military men that began to learn from the Nazis and get all of the information, the advanced technology, the advanced concepts, and bring them through, Operation Paperclip and all the other things, bringing all the scientists. Don't forget that 80,000 SS troops went through the rat lines. Some became fake Catholic priests and infiltrated the Catholic system in the Vatican throughout the world, and some went to South America, some were in South Africa, some went to Russia, many came to the United States. The internment camps here released Nazi soldiers. Since the end of the war, throughout the 50s, and the beginning of the 50s specifically, so much of this Nazi demonically inspired ideology, including the creation of transmuted super soldiers, came into the secret laboratories. I think that the U.S. military under the OSS was duped spiritually. I believe that they were believing and bought in whole the elitist mentality that ideology and that technology coming from spiritual streams that they did not understand would develop weaponry, would develop concepts of military battle, would give them the edge. That is why through the 50s and the 60s, Russia and the United States would spend billions of dollars in psychic research and concepts of telekinesis and clairvoyance and the powers. That's only the surface of the black budget, the black ops. As we now look back in history, we can see how the concepts of the Monarch Project, MK Ultra, the mind control projects, The concept of splitting human personality and training and programming human personality and heightening human personality to become Manchurian candidates, become obedient soldiers, to become spies and moles, flowed from the occult mentality and the demonic ideology among German Nazi doctors who threw out morality, who threw out ethics, whose minds and hearts were influenced. And our own military was influenced. And throughout the years, please understand and hear what I'm going to say, that you can begin to pray about this, you can begin to look at it, you can begin to understand. If you understand the end goal, the end game that Satan really has, then you'll understand what I'm saying right now. The infiltration of U.S. military by satanic presence. What do I mean by that? I mean that he also now has, since the 50s, influenced scientists, military doctors in the secret projects. He has influenced them away from the living Christ, away from the Word of God, away from the God of the Bible, away from the God of creation, and have drawn them into a dark spirituality, a promise of new technology and the development of weaponry, and again, becoming the powerful, powerful military. And this tremendous lie is portioned out to those who've accepted what they didn't know, that the end goal, let me just say it this way again, Revelation chapter 16, when the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet unleash demonic presence to the kings of the earth, to the whole earth, to gather them together in battle with the most powerful weaponry, the most advanced weaponry, maybe a billion-man army, the most powerful weaponry in all of human history. And what is it all for? They're all gathered in the Middle East. Weaponry and soldiers and powers and workings, along with demonic presence, the infusion of demonic technology, the mark of the beast involving both demonic presence and demonic technology, will captivate soldier, will captivate military leader, will captivate those who are unaided by the Spirit of God, whose hearts are open to this lie. They will be drawn together. If you will take and memorize Revelation chapter 19, verse 19, if you begin to understand that the great day of God Almighty is when Satan brings all this military machinery and all these military men gathered together to battle the descent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Satan knew biblical prophecy when Jesus would come the first time, he definitely knows that it's coming the second time. I believe he knows about the great white throne judgment. I believe he knows about all of biblical prophecy. Listen, did he not quote scripture to Jesus? Do we not see him in Revelation chapter 12 standing there ready, prepared to destroy Jesus the Messiah? And when he couldn't destroy Jesus the Messiah, he would go after Israel to eliminate all Israel. For 2,000 years he sought and will continue to seek the annihilation of Israel, because there are biblical prophecies concerning Messiah's, Christ's return, his return to Jerusalem, the rule and the reign of Christ for 1,000 years, the end of all war, the absolute binding and chaining of Satan and all of his powers, the destruction of the Antichrist, will all come from Jesus Christ. You read Revelation 19, which is future history. It will occur in human history. Just as Jesus arrived the first time, he will arrive a second time. Old Testament prophecy says it. New Testament prophecy is packed with it. Even the book of the prophecy of Enoch tells us this. It is absolutely vital that you, as a military person, understand biblical prophecy. And if you believe biblical prophecy, then you're going to be able to sit back and begin to understand how Satan could desire to build through satanic ideology, satanic technology, giving the ideas and the influence, causing the materials to be bought to be brought about, books to be written, manuscripts and technologies to be given. When a scientist gets an idea, where does it come from? When a military doctor who rejects Christ and completely revolts against God and the Word of God and opens themselves up to the concept of no morality, just the concept of finding a new technology, who do you think influences their mind? Who do you think sins? I mean, study Jack Parsons, who was developing rocket fuel, and study some of the scientists in the United States, the aviary, those in the warrior's path, those at Fort Bragg back in the 50s, the psychic warfare unit, Colonel Shannon, Colonel Michael Aquino, when he says that there's a satanic grotto in every military base worldwide. When you begin to read and view a video by Colonel Amelman, where he talks about the imminent takeover of the United States by U.S. military. What he's referring to is the behind-the-scenes military. All these concepts you're hearing out there about, you know, the seizing of U.S. and so forth, it's behind the scenes. It's not just the globalist in a secular sense. It's globalist in the demonic sense. For 50-some years to 60-some years, Satan has infiltrated U.S. military in the development of technology, in the development of technology of the creation of super soldiers. Some estimate that there may be 3 or 4 million, many hundreds of thousands since the 60s, specifically in bases like Fort Bragg and others, where Germans were brought in, where Nazi ideology was brought in. The problem is in the creation of the Monarch Project, Manchurian candidates, individual human beings whose personalities would be split and be created to be warriors and assassins and fighters and everything else. There was also the creation of inner personalities who were loyal to Lucifer, that understood the Luciferian doctrine, that understood the end goal. That's why in all of these satanic military chosen ones that we've engaged over the years, we find that they declare that they are the troops of Antichrist, that they are the sleepers waiting to be activated to create massive anarchy, to sabotage military. On the day of their activation, they are to blow up things within U.S. military. They are to assassinate, you know, particular leaders who are not part of the plan. They are to assassinate people in government. They are also going to be sent out into the streets and against pastors and leaders and Christians and anybody that would be a resistor. You've got to understand that a black awakening, a great revolt, biblically is prophesied in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And that great chaos and anarchy and bloodshed corresponds to satanic prophecy among the Muslims, who also say there's going to be a great bloodbath before the Antichrist comes to power in Jerusalem. Now, this is only bits and pieces of the details that I want to write about and tell about in the future. But it's part of what I want to share right now and just pour out to you, number one, for you to pray about. And maybe some of you are going to hear this and say, man, this is right on. I see this stuff. I've been seeing it for years. I've been reading about it. I understand this now. I know this too. Maybe somebody in the NSA and CIA, other places, you know about some of the secret projects. You know, the Monarch Project, Tapestry, Project Orion, Centauri, some of the other projects that all involve the transmutation of humanity, the creation of super soldiers. And all of this has been done with the overshadowing of the most vile, evil presence conceivable. The reason this ancient hate, this ancient dragon, is doing it, he's developing it in the United States and in UK and in Europe, Russia. He's developing all of this weaponry, all of these super soldiers, all of this working, because he knows at some point in history he has to amass a military army that is the most powerful the most equipped, the most advanced in all of human history. He needs them. He needs soldiers. He needs generals. He needs scientists, military scientists, military doctors. He needs military-oriented government officials. He needs them. He needs them to influence them. If he has drawn you away into New Age practices, if he has drawn you away into New Age concepts, think about the much talked about concepts of remote viewers right now. Remote viewers, as I've studied many of them and talked with one and interacted with one and did a freedom encounter and prayer deliverance encounter with another. I've noticed among all the remote viewers that none of them believe in Jesus Christ, the biblical Jesus Christ, the eternal, historic, living Christ who came to die and give his life for all. None of them. And yet Edgar Mitchell can stand in Roswell, New Mexico, in a convention center down there and declare to 800 people that the new mind-brain consciousness and the studies and so forth, and that remote viewing and getting out of your body is a natural and normal thing, that everybody can do it, and don't let anybody that's religious tell you different. Don't let them tell you it's demonic. It was so providential that I was there that day because I had a Shatter the Darkness newsletter that was telling about the deliverance that occurred with a remote viewer, how this energy was on them that helped them to get out and to go remote view and do all the things. They were giving me enormous insight back there in the 90s of remote viewers and concepts and all the things that they do, including warfare and psychic assassination and a number of other things they talked about. But when we commanded for that presence to come forth and acknowledge, it spoke and said its name was Argon. And as we engaged Argon with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and eventually commanded Argon to say out loud what it was going to eventually do to this human being, this remote viewer, Argon finally screamed out under the authority of the living Christ to take this person to blankety-blank hell. And let me tell you something, if you're a satanic chosen one, if you're one of those who've been created with sleeper military warriors on the inside of you, if you know of the activations to come, if you know that you're part of the troops of Antichrist, I'm telling you right now, you're only going to be used as cannon fodder. You're only going to be used to come in a battle that will fight the living Christ who descends out of the heavens to return to the earth and bring the millennial kingdom. The Savior came as a suffering servant once, but he'll come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords the second time. Every soldier needs to understand this. Every soldier needs to take time to learn. If you're a believing soldier, a Christian, if you really know the Lord Jesus Christ, please study every concept of biblical spiritual warfare. Please read what you can on it. Please form prayer groups in your wherever you're at as a military soldier. Please begin, and all those intercessors and prayer warriors out there, part of the strategy right now is to target military bases, target the Pentagon, target military structures, target military projects, and saturate them with prayer. Pray that God will save lives, that will give spiritual awakening, that will infuse nothing but good, nothing but righteous things, nothing but the good things. But he would come against, spiritual warfare-wise, with authority in Christ, come against every satanic infiltration of U.S. military and bases, the Pentagon, the DOD, the CIA, the NSA, and all the rest. Pray against that. If you're in any of those agencies, learn to be a prayer warrior. Learn to pray for the exposure of the satanic infiltration. You're going to see, some of you already know about this. Some of you know about this in the secret projects. This will get providentially to some of you because we prayed that it would get into your hands. Because we prayed that you would hear that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, shed his blood, and welds the power to forgive you and give you new life and to come into your soul. What do you have right now? Do you have eternal life? Do you have the center? Do you have a relationship with the living God? When you die, and you will die at some point, will you be God's friend and will God gather you to him? If Jesus Christ was returned today, would you be taken up to meet Christ and will you see God face to face? There is dire warning against those who have rejected Christ. Hitler is in hell. Himmler is in hell. Those who have lived in opposition to the God of heaven, those who eventually will take the mark, which will come under military rule, under the governmental oversight and rule of the Antichrist, under the demonic manifestation such as ever been seen in global history. You and I who are believers need to know how we need to know how to spiritually and strategically pray for all of our military men and women, generals, and those in presence in the power. We need to understand how to pray, as the Word of God says in Timothy chapter 2, for kings and those in authority. We need to intercede for the salvation, spiritual awakening to explode. We need to also pray against demonic presence, against where the demonic stuff's going. We need to see military people come out of those things and expose the demonic works, the transmutation of humanity. We need to see that there will be those chosen ones that will repent and turn to Christ and expose what is going on and have a part in what God will do to save human life and to change some of these things. God gave preemptive prophecy, insight to the future, both of his return and what he will do, and of Satan's agenda. He gave that so we would be prepared, we would know how to pray, we would know how to intervene, we would set a strategy. And I'm telling you right now that this is only one small little piece of what we want to pour out concerning strategy in prayer for military, for government, for law enforcement. You need to understand, biblical prophecy tells us that the greatest ramping up of demonic presence is upon us. That Antichrist may very well be living already, waiting to come to power. But prior to that, a massive sabotage is waiting within the United States. And the cry in prayer to God is for the deliverance from such an evil, the salvation of men, women, and the calling out of those who are there with programming and demonic power that will be used by Satan with suicide programming in the end to destroy your own lives, only to bring the Antichrist to power, only to bring him to weld not only his own power in the world, but to gather. Listen, he will not only help create the largest sum total of human deaths in the shortest time ever in history, but he will lead demonically supercharged, transmuted soldiers and military men and women to fight the descent of the living Christ. Listen to this. Just simply listen to this.
The fifth poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. People gnawed their tongues from pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, yet they did not repent of their actions. The sixth poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming from the dragon's mouth, from the beast's mouth, and from the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs who travel to the kings of the whole world to assemble them for the battle of the great day of God the Almighty. Look.
This is Russ Dizdar, the organization Shadow the Darkness, www.shadowthedarkness.net. May God have mercy.